And that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not overcome it. Lift up our hearts to our Lord and receive His greeting. Grace be to you, mercy and peace with love from God your Father in heaven, who gave His Son, from the Son, the light of the world, through the powerful working of God the Holy Spirit. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen. Uma, who asks that we please pray for his brother's family, Jan Kolma's family in the Netherlands. He passed away on Good Friday morning from bone cancer, like his father before him, who also passed away on Good Friday. Jan was 82, and the thought that today's Good Friday, but Easter is coming, is a great comfort. Ralph was privileged to be there during the difficult time. Jan leaves behind a wife and two daughters. We will hold them in our prayers, not just today. Let's bow our heads and come to our risen Lord. O holy God, beyond our imagining and yet near to us as flesh to fingernails, we come before you this Easter day in gratitude. We confess, God, that we like to think of Easter as a sunny and warm day full of light and sweetness, redolent of all that is fragrant in springtime. Yet, no matter what the weather outside, on this day your world remains in so many corners, a dark and dismal place, sunk deep into the cold winter of sin and evil. Those who first witnessed your Son's resurrection found it to be a fearful and fearsome event. For you, O great God of surprises, you crashed into our reality with something new and unexpected. But on this morning, we do not want to linger on the darkness of last Friday and the way by which the Easter victory, about which we so happily sing this day, came about. We cannot forget the sacrifice, the bloody death, the God-forsaken pain of it all, the clash between your kingdom and the kingdom of darkness. But today we do praise you for all the might, power, and creativity by which you won the victory, Father. We praise you for raising from the dead our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd of all us sheep who follow him. But because we cannot and must not forget also the darkness of sin that is still even around us, we make petition this morning for all people anywhere and everywhere who continue to feel crucified by a cruel world and do not yet see or perceive any Easter. We pray for refugees, for tortured prisoners, for the innocent victims of war. We pray for abused children and battered women, for stricken families from whom a loved one has disappeared without a trace. We pray for the homeless poor, those who are victimized and diminished by racism, discrimination, and oppression of all kinds. We pray for all those who can see no Easter light because all that is good and lovely has been eclipsed by a depression that will not lift, by chronic pain that will not abate, by a stretch of unemployment with no end in sight, or a job that is slaying the spirit day by day because work seems so meaningless. O Lord, the things that led Jesus to the cross have not yet disappeared from the face of the earth. The need for resurrection remains stubbornly present in the lives of millions. Make us, O Spirit of the living Lord, life-giving spirits to minister to those in need this Easter Sunday and always. Right here in this congregation, there are also needs aplenty. So we make petition for the widow and widower who marks this Easter for the first time without a beloved spouse who died since last we observed this holy day. Be with anyone who feels that he or she needs to believe in the resurrection more than ever, but finding it more and more difficult because the absence of that dear person is too real to them, too total to grasp. We pray for those who are sick on this day, those who are worried about a loved one who is ill. Lord, be with each of us gathered in this service. Thank you for friends and family who are our guests this morning. Grant them a special blessing by your Spirit. We bless you, dear Lord, for gracing us with people who enhance our Easter service, musicians, overhead people, sound providers, all those who contribute so that we may be blessed and be drawing closer to you. Most of all, we thank you for the presence of the Spirit of the living Lord Jesus Christ as we encounter nothing short of your very self here this morning. May we know for sure that we have indeed been in your presence, and may this encounter in turn embolden us to live an Easter life, not only now, but in days to come and always. Help us to take what we experience and learn here and allow it to set a holy tone for us everywhere. We pray it in the name of our living and loving Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Our second reading is from the Gospel of John, John 11. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she replied. "I believe you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world."
Dear brothers and sisters in our Lord Jesus Christ, on this day of all days, for the very first time in history, a human being could speak the words of our text. The marvelous, the incredible words, "I am the resurrection and the life." Not as an unsubstantiated claim, but a word that had become deed. I was dead, yes, but now you may reach out and touch me, even you unbelieving, doubting Thomas, and convince yourself of the simple, the astonishing fact, I am alive. And this morning, April 1, 2018, I may bring you the gospel, that is the good news, of the concrete, real rising of Jesus from the dead. Out of a centuries-wide ocean-deep pool of death, in which millions of people disappeared, this one rose. Death could not keep its prey. Jesus, my Savior, he tore the bars away. Jesus, my Lord, up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph over his foes. He arose, a victor from the dark domain. And he is the one who can confidently claim, who can say, "Death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory?" Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It is the core, the heart, the center of the Christian message and the Christian faith, the gospel. Paul later said it this way: "If Christ is not risen, then our gospel is only hot air, vain. And your faith, you might as well pack it in because it's useless. You are still in your sins. But, he says, now is Christ risen, the first fruits of those who sleep. What a tremendous claim. And what a tremendous message. What a wonderful message. And that's not even all yet. Easter is so, so much more than that. For in our text this morning, Jesus does not just say, I arose, I am resurrected. Not some dry, impersonal kind of fact from the past, like once upon a time a man lived and then he died and then he rose again. No, in our text, this person presents himself as being the resurrection. I am the resurrection. Just stop and think about that for a minute. Just pause and wrap your mind around that. If you're new to the Christian faith, or whether you've been born into it, or whether you're curious about it, our Christian faith finds its focus in a person, not just some long ago fact or happening. Even though it really happened, and it is a fact, it is endlessly richer and goes much deeper, and it is more beautiful than that. It focuses on the doer, the actor, on the living person himself. Jesus doesn't want to tell us or persuade us that years ago in some garden called the Garden of Arimathea, he rose from the dead. Not the point. He doesn't want to tell you either that by and by there will be a resurrection, you know, in some faraway future, kind of a consolation door prize for those who believe. Not the point. In short, he doesn't say, I was years ago the resurrection, or I will be. No. He says, I am. I am. Back then and right now, I am the resurrection. He told Mary and Martha that already, well before Easter morning. And I'm telling you, right now, you can't do without me, says Jesus, and my resurrection power, because it springs from the fact that I paid for sin once and for all and destroyed, annihilated its stranglehold over human life, not just human death. And on that first Easter morning, things just get started. The start of a new reality, a new beginning, a new power and joy. And who doesn't want, who doesn't need that new reality? Who doesn't need that power and that joy in their lives? Not just when the black waves of death come close and threaten our lives. The Bible says, it is given to a person to live only once. Some get to be 60, some 70, some 90. Some at Holland Homes are over 100. But the end is the same for everybody. It's the grave. Who does not need resurrection? Who doesn't need the assurance of the Lord Jesus Christ? Because I live, you also will live. But I suspect, I know, that we need that resurrection power a bit earlier than 5 minutes before midnight, don't you think? A bit earlier than when we are on our deathbed. How about needing that power to resuscitate dead hearts, to revive extinguished and flagging hopes, to give a goal, a purpose, a meaning to life, to receive a receptive heart, to open our eyes to the world that God made through His Son. Remember how we started the service? In the beginning was the Word, the light of the world, and He made all things. In a world that was corrupted by the corrosive effect of sin, that suffered its effects ever after, and that now is once more revealed as his Father's world, in which we may find our place as his children, his servants, his stewards, where we may find life, meaning, and purpose, direction, where we may again struggle against the effects of that sin that works death, and find life and joy and belonging, new life in Christ. For behold, says the Bible, the person who is in Christ has become a new creature. For he will come and he will make your heart his home with his Holy Spirit. You may enter on a new life. Make it very concrete. You may become a different husband, a different wife, father or mother. This love may begin to control your relationships. You will begin to strive for fairness, for justice in his world. You will become a person who regards his work in a different light, and your world. Just look at that world today. I don't have to tell you anything new. You see all kinds of death and disappointment in that world. Death that looks out of cold eyes and indifferent hearts. Death that ruins relationships. That seeks to make all things impersonal. That counts only material goods as having any value. Look at our world, filled with fear, bad news, meaningless violence, environmental meltdowns. You can even today add nuclear threats. In short, filled with death, death. And it is precisely to that world that the Lord Jesus comes. He who says, I am the resurrection. The resurrection for the dead in the cemetery, for sure, but also for the living dead in their homes and in society, in the church and in the world. And when he gets hold of our hearts through the power of his Spirit, he begins that wonderful work of pulling us out of death and setting our feet squarely in a new direction, a new life, a wonderful life. He gives new birth. That's what born again is all about, actually. He gives a new vision, a new direction. He comes and sets us free, puts our marriage, our family, our society, our very world on a new footing. He wants to bring life. Life to a world that was caught in the trap, in the cold grip of death that sin brought about. And he comes and says, now you come and follow me. And it becomes Easter, a new day, a new light dawning, a rich, challenging life following the Master. Is that not what people ultimately want? Is not what you want for your life? The psalmist already said it centuries ago, as a deer longs for streams of living water, so my heart, Lord, longs for the living God, the living God. People want meaning in their life, something to make it all worthwhile, something to still their longing. Well, the Bible says, with Jesus you will find the spring of life, the living water, the life-giving stream that satisfies. For he did not rise on the third day to bring an inferior, second-class, boring, narrow-minded kind of existence. No, he says, I want you to have life with abundance, life to the full. That he brings as he rises from the grave. He brings life that is joyous, jubilant, powerful, confident, celebrative, because he himself says, I live in you. I want to end with a little story. In the mid-50s, there was a British pastor, a clergyman, his name was W.E. Sangster, who began to notice some pain in his throat. He started to drag with one of his legs a little bit. When he consulted his doctor, he found out that he had an incurable disease that would cause his muscles to slowly fail one by one. It would waste away, literally, and eventually his voice would fail, wouldn't be able to swallow anymore either. Well, Pastor Sangster threw himself into his work in home missions, figuring that he could always write and that he would always have more time for prayer, even more than before. And he asked, "Lord, let me stay in the struggle. Maybe I can't be a general or field marshal in your army anymore, but at least let me lead a squad." And he kept on writing articles, books. He helped organize many prayer groups, prayer cells throughout England. And to people who pitied him, he would say, "I'm only in the kindergarten of suffering compared to our Lord." Gradually, his legs failed. His voice failed completely. He could still hold a pen. He could still write a bit shakily. And on Easter morning, just before he died, he wrote a letter to his daughter Margaret, and he said these moving words: "It is terrible to wake up on Easter morning and to have no voice to shout, 'He is risen! Hallelujah!' But it would be even more terrible to have a voice and not want to shout. New life! How can we not raise the roof with our voices and sing God's praise on Easter morning? New life, because He lives, we live through Him. In Him, indeed, we live and move and have our being. And all things begin to make sense, begin to cohere, begin to become His world again through Him." May our resurrection to a new life show all around us He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and He is Lord. He who is my resurrection and my life. Amen and amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You that You are the resurrection and the life. Amen.